Violent rhetoric is raging in some corners of the internet after this week's historic ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court.
Yeah, after judges barred Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot, some supporters of the former president are fuming over the decision, and people online have begun circulating personal information about Colorado Supreme Court justices who ruled against Trump. Some are even calling for civil war.
NPR domestic extremism correspondent Odette Youssef is here to tell us more. You know, I was reading some of this, Odette, and I thought, oh, I've seen all this before. And then I thought to myself, that's not good.
Yeah. I mean, A, on some of these far-right platforms, this kind of talk is everyday stuff. But when there are events that affect Trump adversely, whether it's an indictment or, say, the search of his property at Mar-a-Lago, it spikes. And so this time, you know, we're seeing claims online that this is a Democratic Party conspiracy to interfere in the election. We're seeing calls to arm up or to hurt or even kill perceived political foes. You know, so far, people monitoring these spaces say they're not seeing indications of a credible or imminent threat, but they also caution that this doesn't mean it should be ignored.
So, yeah, authorities still want to be watchful then.
Of course. I mean, you may recall, A, that after the Mar-a-Lago search, for example, online rhetoric heated up, and there was an individual who attacked an FBI field office in Cincinnati. So it is important to understand how the baseline threat level is evolving. You know, one person I spoke to who's been keeping an eye on this online activity is Daniel J. Jones. He's with the nonpartisan nonprofit Advanced Democracy. He says he's not just watching the uptick in violent language.
I think it's equally concerning that we're not seeing pushback against this language. We're not seeing pushback against dehumanizing language from the presumptive Republican nominee. We're not seeing pushback from language from political leaders on the right. We're seeing the mainstreaming of this extremism and this encouragement of violence in right-wing media.
And I hear this across the board when I speak to extremism researchers. You know, what they are concerned about is violence from the right. And they say that if high-profile figures would just clearly disavow that violence that some are calling for, it could really help bring the temperature down.
But when it comes to this ruling in Colorado, I mean, many are expecting that the ruling from that court may not be the final word on this. So any acknowledgement of that?
Yes. In fact, I spoke with Catherine Keneally of another organization, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, and she said she noticed this.
We did also see a large number of people post statements that they weren't concerned because they believe that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to shoot it down anyways. So a common refrain that I started seeing was the use of nothing burger.
Even absent violence, you know, this is still very concerning to people who care about democracy, right? Because, you know, even when threats of violence against judges, voters, really anyone participating in civic life become normal, that can have a chilling effect.
That's NPR's Odette Youssef. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.